Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bamtzio, Perek Ches, Mishneh Mishneh Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Basra Chol Shishi Bezeichet Afan Yerziva Kogon Bikar of Mamish. And we continue with some more cases similar to yesterday. Hamecher Zesev LeEtzim. A person sold his olive trees just for wood. They weren't producing enough olives, and therefore he sold them to somebody else who's going to cut them down and use the wood for something or other. And the buyer schlepped. He delayed. He didn't cut them down. And in the meantime, what happened? Ba'asu Pachos Merevias Lasa. They grew some olives, but the olives were so inferior that there will be less than Revias of Loig of oil per saw of olives. That means these olives are not very juicy and they're not very good. These olives belong to the guy who owns the trees, which is the buyer. And that's because the seller is meichel on this. They're so not important, these olives, because again, as we just said, they're not going to produce enough olive oil. The meichel doesn't mind and allows the lekech to keep them. However, also revius lasaw, let's say these olives that grew are juicy enough that they would produce at least a quarter of a loig of oil per saw of olives. And in this case, they're arguing. Zeimer, the buyer says, Zeisa gidlu. It's my olive trees that grew the olives. Vizelimer, and the seller says, Artsi Gidla, it's my land that caused the olives to grow, because remember, the land still belongs to him. In this case, Yachleiku, they split the value 50-50. A similar case, Shatafnar Zesav and Usanam Sechs de Chaveroi, the river overflowed, washed this guy's olive trees out of his property, and replanted them in his friend's field. And then they grew some olives. Zoimer, the tree's owner says, Zesa Gidlu, it's my olive trees that grew the olives. Vizelimer, and the property owner says, Artsi Gidla, it's my land that gave the nutrients. In this case as well, Yachleiku, they split it 50-50. And moving on to Mishnah Vav, from here till the end of the parak, we're going to be discussing home rentals. When a person rents a house, what are the dinim have to do with that? And we're going to see in this Mishnah a number of things. First of all, Stam Schiros is 30 days. If a person rents a house out and the rental period wasn't stipulated, it goes by 30-day increments. However, we're going to see there's a Takanas Chachamim that one is not allowed to just kick out the renter at the end of 30 days without prior notice. He actually has to give him 30 days notice before he kicks him out. As the Mishnah tells us, a guy rents a house out to his friend, if it's during the winter, he can't kick him out. Even though the rental is month by month and there was nothing agreed upon beforehand, he still can't kick him out during the winter, and that's because it's difficult to find a place to live. And this is Minachag Vada Pesach, from Sukkot until Pesach, that's considered the winter, so he's not allowed to kick him out. The only way he's allowed to do so, as we had mentioned before, is if he gives him 30 days notice. Now, how would he give him 30 days notice if it's in the middle of the winter? We said you can't kick someone out during the winter, and the answer is B'maisa Chama Shloshim Yoim. It has to be that during the summer you gave him a 30-day notice, meaning 30 days before the winter started, and since we know the winter starts after Sukkot, as we just mentioned, it has to be that 30 days before Sukkot, which is the 15th of Elul, the homeowner notifies the renter, I'm giving you 30 days to leave, and that's the only situation he's allowed to kick him out during the winter. Now, this is all in small cities and villages where it's fairly difficult to find a place to live, but one is able to find even within 30 days. However, ubikrachim, when we're talking about big cities, the large cities that everyone comes to live in, whether it's the summer or winter, the homeowner has to give a full 12-month notice before he kicks out the renter. And that's because, as we just mentioned, since everybody wants to come and live in the big city, it's exceedingly difficult to find a place to live. Therefore, the renter needs a full 12-month notice. Uvachanuyos, what about a storefront rental? Somebody owns commercial property and he rents it out to people to put their stores in, and now he decides he wants to kick them out. What does he have to do? Echad Ayaris v'Echad Krachim, whether it's a regular city or a large city, Shnemasar Chodesh, he has to give him a full 12 months. And that's because store owners sell on credit, as we can't just give them a 30-day notice. They have to wait to the people who owe them the money come to pay them, or they would have to track them down to pay them. You can't just send them packing after 30-day notice. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel tells us, if it's a store of bakers or of cloth dyers, he has to give them a 3-year notice before it kicks him out. That's because these store owners extend credit for a very long amount of time, so they need a much longer notice before they get kicked out. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up the Rambam Mishnah Zayin and Ches with more discussions about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.